Hi there. Today we're going to talk about the Office 365 APIs and how you can connect to them through your Xamarin projects within Visual Studio. My name is Jeremy Thake. I'm a technical product manager in the Office 365 team, and I really focus on that developer extensibility story within the platform. So today we're going to talk about how we can, you know, get started with the Office 365 developer platform, and then what we're going to do from a demo perspective is show you how to build an Android application that uses and consumes the calendar API that's available within Exchange and get some events back from that calendar. And then I'll wrap up by showing you some resources of what's available out there to get you trained up and get started on top of that platform. When we talk about Office 365 platform, we really talk about how you can be everywhere, how you can be within the mobile devices, the web applications, and also within our own products. And that's really important to us that as an experience, you don't have to worry about building into existing applications you've built or just building where your end users within your organizations live. We also talk about how you can use any modern platform you like when you're building against this. And additionally, we want you to be able to communicate in with all of the services that are available within those Office 365 stack. So what do we mean by modern? Well, obviously you're going to get the best experience possible within the Visual Studio IDE. And that includes things like ASP.NET, MVC, WinForms. You can build all your Angular applications and Node.js and PHP applications with the SDKs within Visual Studio. But there isn't anything stopping you from using other IDEs. It's just you're not going to get the best experience there like you do inside the IDE that we create very closely with the engineering teams inside Office 365. We also have the extensibility there that you can run these things inside those Windows Azure services as well and keep those running inside Azure websites and Azure Web API. But obviously, we don't stop you from running these things inside Amazon Web Services or maybe Heroku or other additional application host platforms. We give you that flexibility that you choose where you want to run your modern web applications. From a services perspective, naturally right now we have access to files inside OneDrive for Business and inside SharePoint team sites. But also inside Exchange, where we think about accessing people's mail and their calendar and their own contacts that they store maybe on their mobile devices or on their desktop machines. This gives us that access to call in and look at their free busy time, for instance, within their calendars, or get an idea about who they have within their contacts so that we can suggest maybe in people pickers within our own business applications where we can get that access. In addition to SharePoint and Exchange, we also have the Azure Active Directory communication there via the users and groups. So that corporate directory where our business and our organization is storing all of those users and storing all those groups, your applications can get access into that. In the future, we'll provide additional APIs. So if anyone's checked out Delve in the user interface inside Office 365, where we can see documents trending around individuals and see what documents your manager and your skip manager has been accessing, that Office Graph will be available and will weave in all of those objects that you can access directly through the APIs that are available now. Now, if you're already an Azure Active Directory person, you'll be familiar with the way that we access these things through the ADOR libraries because that's how the Auth0flow works to communicate with our APIs. So, as well as being able to kind of call these things directly within the Windows Universal apps where we provide class libraries that are available through the Tools and Extensions menu, we also provide an iOS SDK and an Android SDK to communicate with those APIs. So in a very quick, easy way, you can use the ADOR libraries that have been built by the Active Directory team inside those native platforms. But we also support that ability to use those cross-platform technologies like Xamarin, which I'm going to show today, and Cordova. And so as well as being able to build into those mobile devices, you can also build them directly into your web applications as well. So if you've got existing applications you've built, you can actually connect in very easily into those APIs. So that really gives you that ability to have the experience within your own interfaces. But also we understand that a lot of the end users live and breathe within, say, Outlook. Personally, I'd love not to be breathing inside Outlook as much as I do. I spend a lot of time in email. But the power of us giving you the ability to build inside our products and extend and include all of your business information directly in that same user interface is really compelling. So maybe I'm connecting to an email and I've got some information there about an invoice number showing in an email. I can connect on the right-hand side with the task pane and show additional information pulling from my CRM system about that invoice. So you can either build in your applications or you can build directly into our products itself. So enough about the slides, let's get into a demo and we'll show you how you can build these things very easily within Visual Studio. So I'm just in Visual Studio and I'm just going to go File, New Project, and I'm going to make sure I've got Visual C Sharp selected, and I'm just going to select the Xamarin project that I want to use. So I'm going to build a blank Android app now, but again, this could work if you wanted to do it with iOS and Windows as well with that cross-device development. I'm just going to click OK there, and that's going to go away and create that project for me. Now, the first thing I need to do is go into the properties of this project, and I just want to change down it from using the latest API to the 19, just because of the reality of the emulator that I've got running on this machine right now. Once I've done that, the first thing I want to show you is that you can now go in and go File, Add, and Connected Service here. And you'll see right now we have this Office 365 API experience. And this is available once you've installed the Office 365 Tools API from the extensions and updates in the menu there. And all I want to do is I want to register this mobile application. So what I need to do is log in with my credentials here. So you'll see here that I've got a particular tenant I'm using, the Apps Demo US tenant. And I just need to type in the password. I'm just going to click and sign in, and then what that will do is that will communicate back through Office 365 and Azure AD and tell me what services are available for me to connect to with my API. So in this example, I'm actually going to connect through to the calendar. So I'm going to ask for full access and the ability to read that user's calendar and click apply. But I could actually ask for all of these things. Like for instance, if I wanted to go through and have access to edit or delete users' files within OneDrive for Business or SharePoint, or maybe I want to connect through to people's sites and edit list information within site collections. And this services list will grow as we open up more APIs within within the service. And once I've done that, I'm just going to click OK. And what you'll see is on the right-hand side, it will start doing some things by adding some references. And you'll notice on the output window here, it'll explain exactly what's being added. Now, to see what's been added as an FYI in those DLLs, if I right-click on the project and go Manage NuGet Packages, you'll see here that the installed packages, it's basically installed the auth library for Active Directory and for Android and iOS, as well as this API here for Mail, Calendar, and Contacts, which is a class library that allows me not just to call the APIs just raw REST, but also to be able to call those things directly with that class library, and some additional like related libraries that it needs to do that those authorization hops. So once I've got that code kind of run in, I'm pretty good to go in terms of starting to build my application. So you can see how easy it was to do that to a new project, but you could also, if you've already got an Xamarin project running, you could actually go and add a connected service and add these APIs directly into your application. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to create a new class called MyEvents, which is going to be where I'm going to store all of my data. And I'm just going to make that class public. And I'm just going to go in and add from my snippets here a subject, an ID, and a start date. We're not going to get too smart with what data we're pulling back, but it's just for a scenario of an example. And then next, what I need to do is I want to add a view. So we have the main view already, which is the launch page for this application. But I want to do is add a listing of showing me how I'm going to render each of the events I find in the user's calendar. So I'm just going to right click and do an add. Select a new item, and I'm going to pick the Android layout here, and that I'm going to call event list item. That's going to go away and create that. Now I'm going to go into the source view here, and I'm just going to add a text value here so that I can go and load that value in once I get it back from my service. Now I'm cheating a little bit, so I don't have to type so much, but I'm going to go and add this text view called subject, which I'm going to bind to as part of that view. Now in my main AXML file, what I'm going to do in the source here is I'm going to add that list view that I'm going to load all those list items into. So I've called this list view events list view. So that's all the work I really need to do from a UI perspective. Naturally, if you have more time, you'd do a lot more kind of plumbing on making that look better. Now, how do I load that view up with data? Well, I'm going to create a class here called the My Events Adapter. And in that class, what I'm going to do is I'm going to add a snippet, just to save again my typing skills, and we're going to basically reference a bunch of things. So I'm going to reference all of the Android widgets here and the Android app classes and also the views that are coming from the Android side. Now, in addition to this get view, what I want to do in this place is iterate through the items that get passed into this view and bind it to those objects that I put inside that AXML file. So all I'm going to do is just jump in here and grab another snippet. And if I open up the My Adapter 2 there, is I'm going to iterate through those items that I got, and I'm going to locate that subject, the text element that was on that view, and I'm going to load the subject that I've passed through from that API. So that's really just about binding that to the view. And then once I have that, I really need to write how I'm going to call that Exchange service to get that calendar information back. So I'm going to go back up to and create a new class, which I'm going to call the Office 365 service. And in this class, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make this public too. And inside this service, I'm going to have a few bits and pieces. The first thing I'm going to do is I need to static up my Exchange client, and that's coming from the Microsoft.Office365.Exchange. And I'm also going to grab the user ID, and I'm going to basically point to where in the Office 365 service I'm going to be calling into the API. So those are the two endpoints that I'm using for the environment I'm working with today. And then once I have those things spun up, all I'm going to do is I'm going to inject a method called getMyEvents. And this getMyEvents is going to take a list of my event, which is what we knew up earlier on, and I'm going to call this getEvents function, which is then going to go off and call my API. And then we're going to load the data I get back from my API directly into this class, which I can bind very easily to that view. So the get events here, if I jump in, is going to be calling over to my Exchange client. So you can see the Exchange client here, .me, and I can see .events, but if I just kind of jumped into there, you can see there's a variety of other things that I can call through to too. So again, all into IntelliSense and in structured code there, so it's nice and easy then to write these statements here where I can add a where clause and select the first 10. And then when I return that result in this function, I'm just going to order it by the start date that's returned. Once I have that function done, all I need to do is I need to make sure that all I need to do now is I'm going to add another snippet in here, which is basically going to new up that ability for me to ensure that client's created. So there's a class which is handling the authentication, which allows me then to use the Microsoft Office 365 OAuth, which is calling through and grabbing that. And I'm just going to resolve one last thing. And what we should find now is that that will actually go through and resolve that. And then lastly, I need to go and add or modify that main activity screen of when I'm loading my app. So I need to new up some things. I need to go through and add at the top. So I've got a list of events that I can store within my application. I'm going to have this view that I'm going to go and find, and then that adapter I've just written, which is going to go through and bind all those information. So inside the onCreate, I'm just going to call in to that class, and I'm going to go find that view that I've created inside my application. I'm going to go create a new MyEvents adapter and pass in that events collection I've created at the root of my application, and then throw that adapter into that events view. Now, how is this all going to get wired? Well, I need a button click that's going to prompt my user to sign in. So when I do that, all I'm going to do is add in here the last step, which is the authentication click button. And by default, we get this little delegate that adds text on the page. I'm just going to replace that now so that once that button's clicked, it'll call this method. And if the button says sign in, it's going to go through and it's going to go and ensure that client was created and authorize me into the service. And then I'm going to call the Office 365 service to get my events. And then I'm going to put all of the events that gets returned into that adapter and notify that adapter that it's changed, which will then update that view. Now to do this, lastly, what I need to do is change what the button says by default. So if I go into the values here for the resource strings, by default, the button when you create a new project says, hello world, click me. I'm just going to change that so it says sign in. And with that, that's everything I needed to do to get that running. And so if I compile that now, I can then run that in my emulator, which I have running already in an Android emulator here. So all I need to do is make sure I have that emulator started, and then just click start in that project, and that'll go through and publish that application directly up into my emulator. And I can see the experience of exactly what that's going to look like to run that, connect through to my calendar API, and get that running. So when I come over to the emulator now, you'll see that's launched that application, the app 4 that we've created, and I get the ability to sign in. So I click sign in here, and that will now come and it will challenge the fact that I'm not authenticated into the service, and it will prompt the user of the phone to actually go through and enter the credentials. And the first time they do this, they'll actually get challenged of accepting this application's access to have the ability to connect into the calendar. And you'll see this as I log in. So when I click sign in there, that's going to go back to the service, make sure that I've put the right credentials in, username and password, but it never stores that password because what the service is going to do is return me back an OAuth token that I then use when I want to call back into each of these APIs that my apps ask for. So in this instance, I've asked for full control of the calendar and I've asked for read access to the calendar as well. If I go to show more, I get a little bit more information about the organization that's built this application and what when it was published. So as a user, I can either say, no, thank you, I don't want these guys, this application to have that OAuth token, or I can click OK, and that will mean that my application will jump in and actually call that information directly up for that calendar. So the screen goes away, it'll now load that view with a list view, and you'll see the information directly through that screen. So you can see here that obviously this user is an avid Seahawks fan and can see the upcoming games. And just to prove to you that that's actually what's occurring is when I go into my calendar inside Outlook, you'll see the Seahawks against the Cowboys, the Rams and the Panthers that are appearing here in that screen. Now, the important thing about this is that once that user has consented okay to that app having access to the calendar, what it'll actually do is inside Azure Active Directory for this tenant in the applications registry, you'll see that app appear. So the app for Office 365 app will appear. And if I go into the configure here and I scroll down to the bottom, you'll actually see there that the Exchange Online has permissions to have full access to the calendar and full access to read that calendar there as well. So this is all happening in the background. And so Visual Studio is allowing a lot of that plumbing to happen for you. But if you were doing this manually in another IDE, you would have to come in here and create these applications yourself and wire it up. So the Ad Connected service is making this very, very easy for me to build into existing applications, the ability to call into Exchange, or to start new applications like I've shown today that can list data in a very easy and streamlined way. So hopefully you saw how easy it is to build with the Xamarin projects against the Office 365 APIs. But don't forget, it's not just the Xamarin projects that are supported. We also support the MVC, WinForms, and WPF projects as well. So when you're in those projects, you can have an existing one or just jump in and do a new one. I can right-click, add connected service, and do that exact same experience. Now the NuGet packages that will pull down will be a little bit different. The class library syntax will be a bit different, but the same kind of concepts apply. We also support the new Windows Universal Apps approach, so I can build for all those different platforms within that Windows ecosystem, as well as Cordova. So we have the ability there to, you know, reach a lot of different platforms in the same approach with those connected services. Now, in addition to that, within Visual Studio, we have SDKs available for native development with inside Android and iOS, whether it's being Xamarin or Android Studio, or also in Xcode. So we give you all the options to connect into our APIs, no matter what kind of flavor of development you're doing in the device world. So how can I get started? Well, we recommend jumping in and doing dev.office.com. We have a lot of information up there, including on /build, the ability to get all the information about what tools you need to get started, as well as this ability to go in and see how to sign up for Office 365 tenants and go in and sign up for the Azure AD tenant if you haven't already got one. In addition to that, right now we have over 30 hours of training on /training, which cover not just the APIs, but also how you can build those apps directly into our products, as we mentioned earlier on in the show. And then lastly, our service is continually improving, which will impact you as a developer, but also as an end user or an IT pro. So we highly recommend you check out blogs.office.com to get a good idea about what's coming down the roadmap side of the Office 365 platform. I hope you enjoyed the show, and please check out the other shows available. Thank you.